The Sierra Club's Utah chapter says electric utility PacifiCorp's long-term plan to embrace renewable energy has changed and is now placing more reliance on fossil fuels such as coal. They say that poses a threat to the state's resiliency. A new report commissioned by the Sierra Club aims to highlight the economic impacts of renewable energy in Utah. Put simply, the study finds the deployment of renewable energy projects such as wind, solar, and storage facilities would generate significant economic benefits for the Beehive State. Luis Miranda is a Sierra Club campaign organizer in Utah. He claims families in coal country are facing economic uncertainty.
I can't help but feel so proud for the legacy of generations of Utahns, of coal miners and coal plant workers who have sacrificed so much to ensure that the lights stay on in this country. And yet the question I hear again and again isn't just about jobs. It's about long-term stability.
Miranda says folks want to know if there will be careers that will allow them to stay in their communities and plan for the future. He says the answer lies within greener forms of energy. But conservatives disagree and argue energy must remain cheap, reliable, and dispatchable. Advocates counter by saying they realize the grid can't solely run on renewables, but want to see utilities like PacifiCorp make more of an effort and not stall on progress. Utah's electricity generation profile is made up of about 47% coal, 36% natural gas, and 17% renewables. Sierra Club staff attorney Rosa Monahan says PacifiCorp's latest integrated resource plan extends rather than shortens the life of coal operations in Utah and Wyoming. She calls that a mistake.
That is the wrong direction to go. To make no progress until, you know, after 2030 is really just going to continue to put us behind the eight ball. And so we want to see progress continually be moved forward as more resources are developed, like the long duration storage, more geothermal, particularly in Utah.
The report authors say the data used in the analysis was developed and came directly from PacifiCorp. They say that means there was a time in 2023 when the company published a highly renewable outlook portfolio and believe they would be able to meet demand as well as utilize renewable energy in a cost-effective and reliable manner. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.